This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are going to do something unprecedented in radio.
No.
We're going to write things down.
Why would we do that?
I don't know
that?
Why I just moved my microphone right then. And because I want to talk about unwritten rules.
Mm.
There's a story about unwritten rules for men. And I think there's a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it's basically, you wish there was a law for blank. Or why doesn't everybody understand you should blank?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you stand up when you shake someone's hand.
Do you know that this is one, we were all just at a thing together,
mm-hmm.
a radio thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how many different people, like, I would walk up to, and if they were sitting down, they'd just be like, oh, hey, man. And they put their hand up, and I'm like, that makes me crazy.
Why?
Stand up.
I agree. Oh. Yeah.
Stand up.
Stand up. I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
If you have the ability to stand up, I don't care if you feel like you're above somebody. You stand up to greet somebody.
There was one time where I was kind of stuck in my chair. Like, I couldn't get out because he came up right behind me, and I wanted to stand up, but I didn't. And I hate it.
I don't know that girls have to stand up. I think men have to stand
Equality.
Up.
Equality. We have to.
It feels different. Yeah. I don't know why.
If you stay down, it's okay. Because we don't want to inconvenience you.
But I also don't like the stay down.
You stay down. No, it's not that. But I mean, there's just something about, like, if we're two gentlemen and we're about to be cordial to one another, meet my gaze.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
You should just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a great one to start with.
Yeah. That's unwritten. So we should write it down. We should start writing it down.
Unwritten rule number one, stand up to shake somebody's hand. I have one that's really stupid, but it was on this list.
Okay.
You have to clack the tongs together twice.
Oh, you have to.
No matter what.
You have to make sure that. Do they work? I don't know.
Yeah. I know. You're wondering, what are these unwritten rules? It's just a stupid thing you want everyone to know. It has to be done.
Yeah.
Like, I know T-Hack doesn't probably know what we're talking about because he doesn't cook.
But I grill.
But
when you grill, when you click the bottom of the tongs to then unfurl them,
mm-hmm.
and they like, and they snap out.
Yeah, and then the test clicks. Yes, of course.
But not one.
Two.
Always two.
At least.
Not at least. Three is D-baggy. Three is sitting down and shaking hands.
Yeah.
Two. Oh, okay.
It's two clicks.
Only
cock,
two.
Cock.
Okay, I've been doing too many. I got to tone it back.
Unwritten rule.
Overachieving in the
If
click,
you're one of
T-Hack's
neighbors and you hear, kak, 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 kak. No, it's not fireworks. He's grilling.
Yeah. But I know about that, of course. I'm OCD enough. I could not click them anyways. I would have to. Yeah. I would have to. And I lock them. I'm real bad. Do you lock them in between every single time? I close them and lock
them. No, not every time.
See, that's where I really struggle with the tongs.
I sort of hold them and do like spin them. I'm doing like nunchuck tricks behind that. Like up until they get sauce or something on them. And then and then I just have like a towel, a napkin or something just sitting there to like set them on.
Mm, okay.
There's one that I have that's kind of tong adjacent.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah.
It's a chopstick one that everyone thinks is an unwritten rule, but you're actually doing it wrong.
Oh, tell me, because I don't know.
When you go to a restaurant and they have, if you're at a fancy restaurant, the chopsticks are usually washable.
Yeah.
So they're like nice and they've got like paint on them and they're great. But if you go to a restaurant that has ones you break apart, do not rub them together. Do not go like and get the splinters off them. Everyone thinks that's a thing. I've been told by sushi chefs, it's rude.
Yeah, it's like mad disrespectful.
Super disrespectful.
Oh, really?
Okay. And you're flinging sawdust everywhere, and they just, you're doing fire starter. Don't do that.
Oh, okay. That is good to know. I usually have whoever's with me.
You don't eat sushi.
Yeah, well, we break them apart like a wishbone. How's that? Are we supposed to do that?
Like each of you hold one and like, oh my God, I got a little one. Yeah. No. Yeah.
No, okay.
There's one other rule about chopsticks that you may or may not know. This one is like, when you're done, like if you're having like fried rice or whatever, never ever
stab it in.
Have your chopsticks just like sticking out of like.
Oh, why? Why not?
Super disrespectful. Mm-hmm.
It is?
Super disrespectful.
Would you ever do that with your fork?
You just leave your fork. It's like, I'm done with my thing. Just like, and leave it sitting straight up. Yes, he would.
Yeah.
But there's,
that's like,
honest.
I claim this steak as, as mine. It was good. And I plant my fork.
I'm going to be rude. Let's be honest. There's never any leftover food for him to stick it in.
You are correct. That is rude.
And Aaron's right. I don't use chopsticks either. I don't know how.
All right. So we've given you a few examples. We have a few more. But what is like, you want to make a law. What is an unwritten rule? 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There's definitely an unwritten rule at my house. My youngest nephew, Tiak, you're going to love this. He loves shoes.
Ooh.
He loves putting them on. He will like throw them at you and like lift his foot up. So after you put his shoes on, you have to smack each one like a all done.
Why?
Every time. It's just like when you're done packing up the car and you do the, it's like that.
Yeah, you do have.
You pat your car. That's not an unwritten rule. You don't touch my car.
When you're done like packing it up and it's full.
Yeah, you would touch your car.
I wouldn't touch my car. I will caress her. But I'm not going to.
You wouldn't give her a little pat on the ass?
Yeah.
Or the roof?
That's a real one. If that's a real one.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys were very understanding about my chopstick rules. So okay. I will adopt it if that's a thing. You're being like, it's
I don't think
a girl. Like you're like, good job.
Yeah.
Like, yep, we're set.
Yeah, I don't think you can go on a road trip if you haven't done the pat on the car.
Yeah.
The car won't work.
Do you pat the plane on the way in?
No.
I do. Always.
Where?
Like as you're walking past the door.
But where?
On the plane itself. Like the jetway is like attached to it and you're just like just two taps on the side of the plane. Like, let's go.
But you won't do that to your car?
No, because it's my car.
But yeah,
I'm not gonna hurt a Southwest Airlines A320 Airbus. Like it's no, but like my car, it's a Tesla. It's fragile.
Okay, yeah,
it needs some love.
It does.
It doesn't. Yeah. It's getting all the love it needs. I have one other big one.
Okay,
Tiak knows this one, but there are certain. This is just to the boys. You walk into a bathroom. There's a dude standing at the urinal. If it's a smart guy. And he's the only guy there. He's all the way at the end.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
That's what you do. Mm-hmm. Not at the first one, because you're rude. You go all the way to the other end, farthest away from the entrance.
Yep.
Your job, should you choose to accept it, is to choose any other urinal you want, just not the one next to him.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's, yep. It's
not written down. And it's like, maybe you know there's 40 other guys coming in, but they have to fill in every other until there's no choice.
Yes, and then it's fine. Then it's
have no choice.
If it's busy, if it's a game, like all that, a concert.
You do not stand next to another dude who's already peeing unless that's your only choice.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Period.
You pick the trash can before you do
100%. And I've been at places where it's just like, oh, hey.
Really?
There's no one else here. Why are you?
Yeah. Never been in a bathroom before?
Right. Like, that's first time, dude. Hack, do you have one you need to get off
your
chest?
I do, and I think this should. This is more like, let's bring this unwritten rule back.
Okay.
If you are picking someone up for a date, you go to their front door, you ring the doorbell, or you knock. You do not stay in your car. You don't honk from the street and have them come running out. You go and pick them up, and you walk them to the car.
What about?
No. Worse.
Text her and like. I'm here.
Hey, I'm here.
Worse. No.
How about if your GPS is so good, you're like, I am pulling up at 7:41.
No.
I think you have to walk up there?
Yeah, just like you, at the end of the day, you're supposed to walk her to the door.
What did we do in the car on the way?
I don't know.
That shouldn't matter.
It does. What am I going to walk her to the door if we've already done it?
Even that's, more that's reasons. Not, yes.
I slowed the car
down.
And
that's not the
reason.
Oh, my God.
don't honk outside.
No, I'm going to say this.
Yo!
But like Aaron can attest to this. No, you, like when you go on dates, does anybody pick you up? You don't allow them to pick you up.
No, I've been picked up.
Not on first dates.
Twice, yes.
First date.
Once on a first date.
Oh, my God. I would never be so presumptuous to say, I'm going to pick you up.
Well, because we went to a concert.
Yeah. You'd pick her up. You'd
no,
go to the door.
I'd still meet him. Like, if we were going to Red Rocks, I'd meet somewhere.
And he
like
lived
him.
Like up the street.
I don't like it. I'd meet him in a Walmart parking lot in Golden or something. Like, I'm not.
I don't want to leave my car there. I'd rather it be
not like a Craigslist exchange. This is
you do have to be safe. Yes,
you got
to
be safe. Yeah. But you get out of your car at Walmart.
Yes, with a flower.
All right. If you have, this is either going to fail miserably or be our finest hour. If you have an unwritten rule you'd like to make into a law, we'd love to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're all fired up about what we're calling unwritten rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, well, the texters are nailing it today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they let's are. Take the phone call, just in case it's not as good.
Okay.
Yeah, I can already tell we're in for a world of hurt with this. Alex?
Yay.
Unwritten rule, what's yours?
Unwritten rule, that should definitely be a large two with your mouth closed, regardless of if you're eating out or you're chilling at home with your husband. Two with your mouth closed.
You said that as if it was very personal.
Yeah, you got somebody in your life that's an open mouther? Yeah. I don't think I'm this person, but my son thinks I am. He wants to get video. Thank you for the call, Alex. He literally wants to get video of me eating cereal and send it to either of you.
He has our Instagrams. He can do it.
Yeah, he's allowed. Yeah, sure.
Because apparently
to get his number,
when
actually.
I eat cereal, okay, here's one thing that I have. If I have my AirPods in on noise cancellation, I have no concept of how loud my mouth is.
Really?
Mm. So are you opening it though or just chewing loudly?
I think when I eat cereal, I like go.
You slurp it?
He's probably in the car, we could call him right now, but like he's literally like
if it drives a teenage boy, if he's
yeah,
like,
but he's
if
just
like,
a jerk.
That's gross. Then it's probably pretty gross, right?
All right, we'll try to get him on the phone to do an impersonation of this. But like, what are some of the other ones that people are texting him with? There's one that's really long. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Hold on. I'll get to that one in a second. Just like the tongs with the click click.
Yeah.
A drill. You have to. Vroom, vroom. Mm.
And it's only twice.
Only twice.
Okay. hold on. No, yeah. Yeah, cordless drill. Because you have to know that it's real. Not like if you plug in the drill, yeah, you still have to do it.
Yeah.
When you plug in a drill, it's usually just one though for me, because you know that it's working. But you have to do two on a cordless because you got like the first one is like, yes, it has battery. The second one is how much battery? It's like
okay.
Like you give it like two.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking no, Johnny non-handyman over there.
I do it with the vacuum. Oh. The handheld vacuum.
Oh, I was like the
it's kind of like
floor.
A drill.
You do?
Yeah. I pretend it's a drill.
Oh my God. Okay.
I got my fake tool belt and everything.
Someone else said if you ratchet strap something on a trailer.
Oh my God. This one is the most true thing I've ever read.
On a trailer car, sorry. You have to shake the strap and say, yeah, yes. That's not going anywhere.
You don't say that's not going anywhere. You say that ain't going nowhere.
Well, they said, yeah, that's not going
okay,
anywhere.
Take your grandma and shove it. No, it's like, have you ever, like, you got the 65-inch TV in the back of your car, and you're like, and you strap the thing, and then you like, you do two tugs. Why is it two on everything?
Yeah, I don't know.
Two rock solid tugs, and then that ain't going anywhere.
That ain't going nowhere.
I think it's anywhere because I don't want to do the double negative. That ain't going anywhere. That ain't going nowhere.
Yep, that ain't going anywhere. I like it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. So the really long one, great verbiage here. In the event that an individual would like to show another a paragraphed video, text message, or any other communication
this
on their cell phone.
This is crucial information, people.
That person must have said media pulled up and ready to show prior to gaining the attention of their intended audience. Have your picture ready. We don't want to sit there. Because
the worst thing
wait.
In the world, it's like we're all talking. Like, if everybody's talking, this is your time. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Yep. Mm-hmm. You don't have the attention of the group. But it's like, oh my God, same thing happened to me. Hold on. I'll get it. Was that at Red Rocks or at Fiddler's? Hold on. Was that in September last year? And you're like, you have the attention.
We're moving
of
on.
Everyone.
Now.
And
yeah.
then there's always the, oh, I'm never gonna find it. And it's like, well then,
good. Stop.
You've killed the conversation. Okay, as uncomfortable as I am with this. My son is actually on the phone. Noah, can you just make the sound I make when I'm eating cereal?
Oof. Let's see if I can come up with this one. Now, it may be a little loud, so viewer discretion advised. It kind of sounds like...
All right. All right, dude.
Film it next time.
Yeah,
please.
Okay. Do not film it. Thank you for calling in.
Love you, son.
Amy.
You were supposed to say that.
Yes, I know. Okay. Amy.
Yay.
Yay. What's the unwritten rule?
When you're in packed lanes of traffic, if you let someone squeeze in, there should be a courtesy wave through the back.
Oh, absolutely.
Or
I take it very personally if they don't.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or we get to ram your car repeatedly until you wave.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This show has always been about honesty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We try, for sure.
You know, there have been a couple times, and I keep bringing them up because I think it's important to say that we do strive to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And like, I lied about getting a divorce, but that was for legal reasons.
Right. There's, and like, I don't consider that lying. You're just reserving some information, because I did the same with my sister. And it's just like, that's not ready for public knowledge yet.
Right. And well, there is a point where...
I do the same with my home address and stuff. Like, there's just some things that's like this...
No,
not
I,
for
yeah,
the
you're
air.
Right. You're right. But like,
yet
for the
someday.
God, do I have your home address? Because I'll give it out one digit at a time. But I do my best. I have. This is a weird thing. I probably shouldn't even say this part. I'm currently holding something back. I think what's interesting about our show, and has always been, whether it was all of us, whatever incarnation of the show it has been, we like. Talk about our real lives, but try to make it funny and go like, yeah. Hey, this sucks and whatever. Yeah. I have one thing I'm holding back right now, but it's something that's not my place to talk about. Like, mm-hmm. I'm dealing with some family drama, but I can't talk about it. Yeah. You guys know what it is, but I can't. Because I just can't.
Can we?
No. Oh. No. No.
Okay. Not our place either.
All right. Having said all that, I labored over this on my way today, and I've been like, we've done a little like, I made a promise to the listeners yesterday that I would go wherever the bulk of them said I should go.
Mm-hmm. You did.
We
yeah.
did like choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed it, I basically drove to Top Golf and sat in the parking lot and cried because I was letting a free round of golf go because I couldn't find anybody to go with me.
And you didn't want to go alone for some
Correct.
Reason.
By the way, T-Hack off air then admitted yeah. that I'm right.
Well, because no. I wasn't remembering how bad you are at golf.
How bad we all...
and that's the, it's like, if you're not, and I'm the same way, I'm not good at golf, so that would be kind of embarrassing.
If you,
I get
well,
that
that's
part
why
of
I
it.
Think it would be okay to
no,
go to
it's
like
the
practice.
Opposite. No. Because everyone else is having fun, and if you're going to go in by yourself, you're like a hardo, and you just want to, it's like driving ranges are booked, it's 8 o'clock at night, so it's too dark to go to a driving range.
Or like make friends with the people at the thing next to you.
If you went out bowling and some single dude came next to you and was like,
am
ladies?
I bowling by myself, or am
no,
I with a group?
No one bowls by themselves. No one goes to Top Golf by themselves.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I just roll in, I'm like, ladies, buy your rounds.
Well, no, it would just have to be a regular group of people.
Okay,
mixed.
Whatever. No,
I think it'd be fine.
It doesn't work. So unless you're good at golf, you don't go to Top Golf alone.
Especially to take up an entire bay when it's busy, and then you're by yourself, and then you're not golfing well while you're doing it, and everyone's getting mad at you. I understand.
Yes.
That would be
okay. So I made a promise, and I swore to God I was going to do it. So Everyone texted in where I should go.
Mm-hmm. One of the top answers was shotguns. Did you go there?
This is the whole point. This is what I've lied.
Wait.
I lied to everybody because I said I'd go to the place that got the most votes.
My house got a lot of votes.
It did, actually.
It didn't get the most, though.
It was close. It was
there.
There
was one vote for...
I was doing my darndest to try to get it up there.
You know what I was doing? I was going in and looking at the last four digits of the phone numbers.
And checking your contacts.
Putting them in my phone, going, is this T-Hack? Is this somebody related?
Well, you don't have my number.
You're right. I don't. But I have people adjacent to you, and I could tell. So shotguns did win. Like, there was a bar by my house that I almost thought about going to. In fact, I even texted the person back going, hey, I was there on Sunday. Because I'm like, that's convenient. And then I wouldn't be lying to the listeners. But so I start, just like my Topgolf adventure, I drove almost to shotguns. I got on Colorado. I did the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I texted Frankie Bones, who is my friend.
He's my friend, too.
My friend.
Wow, what a quinky
I've
thing.
Known Frankie since... Frank was like 15 years old when I met him. Frankie is the door guy at Shotguns. And no, he was not the door guy at Shotguns then.
Yeah. It was back in your band days, wasn't it?
Yes, when he used to hump gear at Alibis.
Wow.
So you've known him longer, but do you still have a close relationship with him?
I have a very close relationship with Frankie, and I love him.
Was he one of the texters saying to come to Shotguns?
So that is exactly what happened.
What?
So I was like... I'm on my way to Shotguns going, I can't believe I'm going to Shotguns by myself. I'd rather be at Topgolf.
Well, thanks for the invite, because I've never been, and I literally left this studio saying, I need to go there.
You didn't look like you were ready to go. Because when I was like,
what
I'll text,
do
no,
you
no,
because
you just...
Was yeah, I like, too clean?
Nah, yes. You need to dirty
too
up.
Too clothed.
You need to smudge it. You need to smudge. I remember what you're wearing. It was like Hello Kitty jammies or something. It was like you didn't feel... I felt like if you went there, it would be bad. And I didn't want to, A, go as the weird dude alone, or B, go as the guy bringing his granddaughter in her Hello Kitty. Well, I got to watch her because she's just sitting in this corner for a little bit.
She's got her tablet. She's fine.
You watch the Wi-Fi in here. Okay. So then it occurred to me, Frank is met... Like, there were so many texts to go to Shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm like, oh my God, Frankie had all the dancers text in. Frankie had the DJ text in. Frankie had Matt text in, the GM. Like, he had everybody text in. So I'm like, oh no, that's cheating. So I texted Frankie and he's like, that's genius. I didn't do it and I'm not working tonight.
Oh
wow. So this was authentic then.
It was. The losers
was
who listened to our show all were like, go to Shotguns. And since Frankie wasn't working, I didn't go. So I just want to say that I'm really sorry that I let you down. I think the next time we do a choose your own adventure, I think what we gotta do
is have two things.
Like, I'm either gonna go up to Blackhawk. I'm going to go sit at a sushi restaurant. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because like, just opening it up, it was too hard because there were a lot of votes for your house.
Yeah, a lot.
Which was
quite
weird.
A lot. Yeah.
I mean, it
wasn't weird.
No.
I don't think it was weird.
There
I think
was
it
a lot of votes for Topgolf.
Well.
Okay. Yeah.
So I like my house better. We would have had a lovely time.
So here's
just as unclothed as Shotgun Wooly. I can't even talk.
I don't feel good.
Okay.
So I got home and I sat down and I was very disappointed in myself. Mm. And you guys know me, like, I'm a finely tuned athletic machine, right? So
right.
I'm like, perhaps I'll work out. Okay. I'll do like a couple miles on the treadmill.
We're still trying to be honest,
okay,
to the listeners.
But I'm okay. So I'm like, I'm going to punish myself for not going. So I'm going to do the Peloton or I'm going to do the treadmill. And as I was going up to put my gym clothes on, I saw my studio and I sat down at the piano and played a couple notes. And when I stood up from the piano, I heard my hamstring go.
Ooh.
Stop.
And I literally cannot walk today. I have been walking around with this buzzy, hold on. You can't hear it on the radio.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's good. I have had this thing up my butt all day.
Yeah, I know.
And it's because I sat down at a piano bench.
And then got up.
So now you're out for the
no,
count.
No, we're
now
doing choose my own adventure one more time.
Ice or heat?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So there's a news story out there that I need to get the opinion of.
This makes me mad. It makes me really mad, actually.
Oh, wow. That's exactly what I needed. The story. Oh.
The story makes me mad, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh, what's wow. the story? Oh, wow.
Okay, so a teacher went in for an interview. Now, like, I'm just going to summarize, and if I get it wrong, because you know when I read the headline and I read, like, two lines in the story. Went in for a job, put on a suit and tie, or I mean a shirt and tie, and then threw a blazer on over it.
Mm-hmm.
Interviewing for a teaching job. I don't know what year he was trying to teach.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It doesn't even say if it's like an if it was an elementary school or a high school. It just says teaching job. That I can find.
But he didn't get the job, which is fine. But the principal, the superintendent, whomever said you're a bit overdressed.
Yeah.
For the position.
Yeah, he heard through the grapevine that the reason he didn't get the job was because they thought he was a little too showy and too overdressed. And so they went with the other candidate who wasn't as nicely dressed. And it's,
I am.
Makes me furious.
This is exactly why I wanted to talk about this, because I had a feeling one of you J-holes would do okay. this. Aaron, yeah. Are you with him or are you with me?
Look at what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, okay, so you're with me. You're with me. Like, you dress the part. And this, you know what?
No.
Here's the deal.
No.
Here's the deal. May I address just you now, Aaron, if
yeah,
that's all right? I should have known it was going to be him, because this guy almost didn't get this job for the exact same reason.
And it makes me mad.
It was the Slacker and Steve show. We're here talking about whether or not potatoes float. We're doing like, we're drunk off our butts with state troopers in here, and you roll in a knit tie.
Yeah.
And wait, hear about
you
the
did?
Position. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I wore a shirt and tie. Of course. It's a job interview.
But it was a knit tie?
No, hold on.
It wasn't knit.
Because
no,
I was like,
was
there
silk.
Were two people that wore those?
No, it was Schmidl.
Yeah, he Schmidl wore the knit tie.
Schmidl wore, because he was like, because, you know, the morning show gets all of our outcasts. No, I mean, he was helping us out, and he wanted to become full-time on this show.
Yeah.
Because
that's when we started making fun, and I was like, I'll wear my prom dress.
That's it. Yes. You...
What is wrong with that? I wore a shirt and tie for a job interview. Absolutely.
Did you have
dress
a jacket?
Shoe? No, no jacket.
Dress shoes. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
It's a job.
Have you ever been in a radio station before?
Absolutely, yes. I was very experienced, very qualified.
You don't look experienced if you come in a jacket and tie. You don't. Yeah, and in a radio station.
Well, you didn't come in a jacket.
No, you don't look experienced if you come in a tie. You're not trying to get a job at Channel 9 News. You're trying to get a job at a radio station. There is a functioning beer tap in our kitchen.
Yes,
I can step away while you two discuss this, and I'll come back hammered.
Okay.
Why would you need a tie
come
here?
Come back.
Walk me through it. I understand
it makes
it's respect.
Me mad. Radio's always made me mad in this way because we all pretend, because we don't. We don't dress up ever. But then when you get a job, you still have to dress up for a job interview.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You do.
Because you don't.
No, you don't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Not for that, for a different thing.
You were trying to get a job somewhere else.
It was here. I got it, for the record. I'm doing it currently.
What, traffic?
Yeah, when the guy came in.
What?
I don't remember his name, but...
When you became the traffic reporter for the radio station?
I had to do like an informal interview.
And you wore something nice?
I wore a skirt and like heel boots, dude.
You own a skirt?
I know.
Wow. Did you borrow it from somebody?
But that's what makes me mad. It's like you have to dress up for a job interview, even though in radio we'd never dress up. But that's just, it just is what it is. If I would have shown up in normal clothes, that looks unprofessional.
It doesn't. You look it looks the exact opposite. I am 100% in the back pocket of this superintendent. Please at 51059. Say if you're on like T-Hack or Slacker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did your teachers wear while you were
teachers in any grade? Did your teachers ever wear a tie? I had one teacher who wore a tie.
No, not ties.
I did have teachers wear ties.
No, you didn't.
I did.
In high school, maybe? Private school.
No.
Not in public school.
Both.
Somebody, no,
oh,
they didn't.
Oh, what was his name? He was my psych teacher in high school. He was wonderful.
Yeah, because he was psyching you out.
He had a different tie like every single day.
Okay, so he's a dork. No, but you just don't. No, you don't. If you're the tie guy, then yes, go. You're the
He was the tie guy.
Right.
Oh, so, and Mr. Ventura, I think he wore ties every day.
But that's a goofy, like you're projecting, but okay, stop me if you've heard this. Dress for the job you want, not for the job you have.
Mm-hmm. What about dress to impress?
No. Because at this dress to impress is when you're trying to get
Do you
some,
not want
the JJ.
Your teachers, your kids' teachers,
no.
to be professional like that?
I do, but
do you want them wearing...
I can't change the whole system. So then, wait, whose side are you on?
I don't know.
A little bit ago, you're like,
both.
What do I dress like? You're wearing a Harry Potter shirt or something.
Yeah, because I want to be a wizard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We want you to become... We want you to become T-Hack.
Yeah. Hack it up.
Sure. Yeah.
We want your hacks. Now, they can be... We were going to do hotel hacks, but I think we got to cast a wider net.
Yeah.
Like Jelly Roll had a couple of really good hotel hacks, and we'll give those real quick. But any life hack in the world, we would take. The hotel hacks from Jelly Roll, one of them is illegal.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
it is.
But smart.
Okay.
It feels weird to call it illegal. Maybe just like really frowned upon.
No, it's illegal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like officially?
Of course it is. You're not staying at the hotel.
I guess.
So he would park out in front of like a Hampton Inn or one of the cool hotels. Nothing. We're not talking trash about the hotel itself. One of the hotels that has a continental breakfast. I love those places because you go down, you can smell the sausage. Mm-hmm. They make your own waffle thing.
Oh, yes.
And there's yogurts and muffins and just all the things.
Apple juice always hits so much harder. I don't know what it is.
Because you're hungover.
It's like, well, I mean, even when I was 8, I wasn't that hungover.
Oh, okay.
It still hit hard.
So,
like, this is strong stuff.
You wait until that has started, and then you and a couple friends kind of walk through the lobby, but you got to walk in like you own the joint and be like, hey, guys, I'll meet you up in the room. I'm going to grab a muffin. And then they go like, oh, no, I'll grab something with you. And then the hotel desk clerk is like, were they? I don't remember
if they're guests or not.
They checked in at night. I think you're a little more obvious if you're like a 7,000 pound face tatted dude. They might go like, I'd remember if you checked in.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, he jelly
Unless
roll
someone
would leave
else
an impression.
Was working and.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But then you go in and get free. You get the free continental breakfast by pretending you're staying at one of the hotels that has it.
A little unethical, but it's a hack.
100%. The other hotel hack is, and I've fallen for this a billion times, I'm going to try this from now on. I will go out, party, come back to the hotel, buy the ramen, whatever, from that stupid little shop they have behind. You're just like trying to microwave some, just like soak up the alcohol. And then at 10:30 in the morning when it's 11 o'clock checkout, you're like, I still got to shower and pack. So you call down to the front desk and go, can I get a late checkout? And they're always like, no, we have lots of guests, sir. We cannot give you a late checkout. Sorry. And then you got to scramble and just throw all your dirty clothes in there and go down in the lobby. Jelly Roll says, as you're wandering back into the hotel room at 3 in the morning from the bar and you're buying your ramen and Snickers and peanut M&Ms, you go, hey, I need a late checkout. And that night clerk gives zero Fs. And they're like, no problem, Mr. Roll.
Yeah. Hey, they call me that too.
And then it's in your system. You have to call Karen in the morning. You go, can I have a late checkout? Your late checkout.
Karen might have been telling the truth because everyone else got the late checkout prior, so they might not have room.
That's true.
You're right.
It's absolutely true. I've done it before. My buddy owns hotels. Anytime we'd be at staying, we'd roll in late and always stop and talk to them. And also the night...
It's a different person.
They're nice. Yeah. And then they kind of like... They're lonely because no one ever comes at night.
Yeah.
Chat them up.
Exactly. They like it. And then they're nice. You mess with them. You have fun. Joke around. And then they give you the late checkout.
Okay, so these are two incredible hacks, But we need need cooking hacks.
Three, if you include me as an incredible hack. No?
Life hack, if you leave him alone without any encouragement, maybe he'll stop. If you have a life hack that you want to share with us, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I don't know if this one's well known or not, but it has changed my life personally, and I'd like to share it. So, my wife and I are very stringent on our, when we shower, we have a glass door in the shower, and we have a squeegee in the shower. We squeegee every single time we shower.
You do?
Yes, every single time.
I have the squeegee, but I don't. I'm like,
really?
But it's just too much work.
And then it gets all kind of, it gets scummy eventually, right?
Yeah.
Like just a little, even when we squeegee, it still gets kind of scummy.
Yeah, you're right, but
and
I just,
you scrub like and scrub
somebody
and scrub.
Else's problem.
Well,
all right. Okay.
For those of us who take care.
This side of the, the table.
Yeah, this side of the tracks.
I'm sorry. You're right.
But it still eventually gets kind of scummy, and you can scrub and scrub and scrub. It doesn't really come off. But if you make just a little mixture, it's vinegar and then just a little bit of dish soap, and then you just splash it on, and it just, you don't even wipe it. It just
really?
It just runs. It just comes off.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Do you have to let it sit and soak?
No. So we just get like
what vinegar? White wine vinegar? Red wine vinegar?
We're
balsamic.
Asking the wrong person.
Yeah, I don't know. It's in the bowl my wife hands me to then go clean. But you just you
if
take
you're gonna
sponge,
give a life hack, dude. Well,
vinegar. I don't know.
I'm guessing
there's lots
I'm
of different
it's
kinds.
White.
Just regular white vinegar.
Yeah, just white. Just a big tub that we got.
Okay.
You know, with a little dish soap.
You are worthless sometimes.
No, I clean the shower.
You just flick it up there, but you don't know what's in it. So like Dawn dishwashing soap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It and just vinegar.
Get like a sponge. It just wipes off.
It's so it's clear the mixture sort of.
Sort of, yeah. Okay. Yeah, a little bubbly.
Well, but you'd know if it was balsamic. It'd be like brown. Yeah.
I don't know if he knows what balsamic is.
I'd be dipping bread in it.
He knows what it is.
He does.
He's been to Olive Garden.
Come on. Of course I know.
You know, we were talking about hiccups the other day, and I don't think ever got to the true life hack thing.
It
was a true doctor that came out and said drops of lemon juice on your uveola. And I don't know how you fire it back there, but it's sort of like...
We needed like a spray gun.
Yeah, just like have a Banaca canister with like and just like
I used to always have a Banaca in my pocket.
No, but like,
I've
just,
never even heard of that.
It's the breath spray.
Oh
yeah, a makeout party could break out at any time,
not with you around.
Well, the
I
Banaca.
Got the vinegar, baby. For what? so it's I'm sorry, it's lemon juice on your uveola. Like he says,
it shocks you.
It like he thinks it resets your like esophagus, it resets your diaphragm. So it's like, just have a little, and if you don't have that, just like, I don't know, maybe like open your mouth and squeeze a lemon. Cause you know, when you squeeze a lemon, when you're trying to squeeze a lemon, like into a drink or something, like you get water and it's like, it literally goes everywhere except where you want it.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So try to squeeze a lemon into a water and just open your mouth.
Perfect.
And I think it'll just
okay.
And it'll fly in.
Can we say how many times can we say uvula?
Quite a bit. It's okay. Uvula is just the weird thing hanging down in your throat.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Is there any other hacks we need before we take calls? No. Perfect. I wanted to say one about like fogging up goggles. It's so stupid. This is a life hack. And it's kind of adjacent to your vinegar and whatever. If you are a diver or a snorkeler, they will sell you anti-fog juice. And it's not cheap. And you put it on, like Bausch & Lomb makes it, and you can put it on and you rub it on your goggles. And then like when you're snorkeling, then they don't fog over.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Toothpaste. You just have a little dab of toothpaste and then rub it on the inside. They'll never fog up. Hmm. And you know what toothpaste is? Considerably less than Bausch & Lomb, anti-fog, scuba.
Another close one that I actually learned from one of the salespeople here, because her daughter swims.
Hmm.
And you know, when you're in all of the chlorine, your eyes burn.
Yes.
So fill your goggles with milk and put your eyes in them. Open your eyes. I'm not even joking. And it gets
rid
of the burn.
This one feels super dangerous. I'd rather do the jelly roll, break into a Hampton Inn before I'm going to put milk in my eyeballs.
Yeah,
you're being
is that
serious?
Real?
Yes, I'm.
You open your eyes in milk.
Yeah, and it's no
this
longer burning.
This hack feels. This is the first time I've ever put a disclaimer on this show. Don't do that one. We've suggested some stupid crap, but milk eyes feels like.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I swear. She swears by it. I trust her.
Yeah, but have you seen her do it? Or do you think she's just messing with you?
I've seen pictures of her daughter doing it.
She's waiting for you to send her a frantic text going, I did the milk guys, you liar.
No. She has her own daughter doing it.
So wait, are you doing it like at the pool?
I'm not.
You're at the Gaylord.
Yeah, great.
There's a whole bunch of tourists out there and you're like, oh my eyes! And like,
well, no, because you're not spending that much. It's when you're like in the clubs or whatever and you're actually competing and you're in the water for a lot.
I guarantee you Michael Phelps has never milk-eyed.
Let's ask him.
Michael?
Chocolate milk.
Let's see where, if he's here. Oh, he hung up.
He did do a Got Milk campaign, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God,
this is so stupid. All right, if you have a legitimate, ethical, healthy life hack, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hack hacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like, yeah.
No, this reminds me of Scott's Tots. We can't do
that. Yes, Mrs. Scott, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Make our dreams come true.
Mrs. Scott, what you gonna do? Okay, we'll come up with a theme song.
I'm way more capable than Michael Scott. Give me some credit. Some credit.
Okay. So we're doing hacks. What's your hack? Mike?
Yay.
What's your hack?
My life hack will literally save your life.
Okay.
Look both ways before you cross the street.
This isn't a hack. That's an actual... That's just a thing. No. Pedestrian has the right of way. You lock them up and get you stop. You are not allowed... Oh, yeah. Is that really what you called with? Your hack is look both ways before you cross the street.
You think that it's not a hack? I'm behind the wheel for 8 hours a day. And you would think that people have never heard this or have no sense of self-preservation.
How many people have you killed so far today?
Oh, my! I've almost killed two.
Wow.
Actually, and they were right by the college because they just walk across the street where even there's no light.
Okay.
Just going, okay,
This is more of a pro tip than a life hack. We're looking for something where you're like...
But it can save your life. I'll give him that.
That's a good one. Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm just like,
before,
to me...
I gotta remember before.
Have you seen the one where you put your old wine bottle in your shoe?
No.
Yes. What do you do that for, though?
I used to do this all the time. We'd go to a hotel.
Oh, and
it's
you
like,
don't
just
have a corkscrew?
As we're walking out of the house, it's like... Hey, babe, let's grab a bottle of wine for the hotel. And you throw in your backpack and you get to the hotel and you're like, I bring a wine opener. So you like get the foil off of it and then you put it in your shoe and you're like, poof, poof, and you beat the wine. You don't want to beat the wine on the wall because it's going to break the wall. But the shoe, you can kind of, and then it slowly kind of pushes the cork out to the point where you can like, ah!
Grab it. Okay.
And then, yeah.
Ah, good to know.
That's a life hack. Not okay. Cross, look like knowing how to cross it. Okay, Michelle.
Yay.
Life hack, what's yours?
Well, I originally started with sleep being the way that I dominate. If I can just sleep, that's like my life hack, which is rare to get. But I also got to say that just having some like multiple changes of clothes for any occasion in the back of my car is the best option because I am so busy all the time.
I just started doing this. I literally right now could go hike or go to a nice restaurant based on what's in the back of my car.
Nice.
Oh, you've got both. Okay.
I do. I forgot to bring a hat because I was thinking about doing Red Rocks tomorrow morning.
We can grab one.
Yeah. And you need the shade.
Mm-hmm. So do you have underwear too? As part of those outfits?
Yeah, but okay. I mean, who needs it?
My life when hack you're is, hiking, I hope you.
Those are what I go through quicker. I don't change full outfits. Just
Chris?
Yay.
What's your life hack?
Usually when I'm at work, I try to find the people that have the most amount of children in their family and... figure out what their phone number is, and then when I go to King Super's gas pumps, I put their phone number.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they've been racking up points.
Sometimes $1 every time I go in off of every gallon.
I'm going to tell you guys
unethical.
This. Here's a secret.
What?
Use mine.
Because you have a Tesla.
I spend so much money at King Supers, and I drive a Tesla.
Most people aren't dedicated to the gas stations they go to, so usually I don't feel bad about it. Why would they have so many points on there when I go and use it?
Oh, it is diabolical because it's not like you ever really know how many points you have. You just, every time you check, it just tells you and you accept it. You
Here's
just
go, okay, the funny
I guess that's
thing,
right. You're not.
If you live in a small enough town, like our old producer, Little D, lived in like Rifle or something, everybody's phone number is like 970-555 and then 1234, 1235. One, so he would just go to the pump and go blah, blah, blah. And they're like 40 cents off. Nope, cancel. Just keep going. You just keep hitting until
wow.
you, because everybody's phone number is, as soon as you hit a dollar, Yahtzee, fill it up. Melanie?
Yay.
What's your life hack?
So my life hack is when you go to pick a perfect avocado and you grab the ones that are like super squishy and you think, uh-oh, this one is not good. If you pull that little brown knobby thing off the top and it's bright green, it's a perfect avocado.
I have heard that.
I've never heard of this in my life.
Yeah.
Really, it's never failed me. Food Network or something somewhere, but it has...
So even if it's mushy...
Yes.
If it's green when you pull the knobby off...
Yep.
Okay. I feel like we can apply this to a lot of different areas of my life.
Do they let you pull the knobby off in the store?
Yeah, you don't want to do it when nobody's... Nicole?
Yay!
What's your life hack?
Well, most people, when they want to get their jewelry clean, they'll head down to the jewelry store and they put it in that contraption and it's all a big deal. And I just use my Instapot. When I release the steam, I'll hang my jewelry over the steam and it gets it just as clean.
Really?
What?
Are you being serious?
Yes. I just put my rings on a fork. And I put it over this.
Okay.
This is
exactly what we're looking for, but like, I was going to buy a sauna, but I just put 14 Instapots into my bathroom. I'm running a jewelry cleaning business.
I would be concerned about mixing up the forks when you got the Instapot going and you got to eat the ring fork.
Alyssa.
Yay.
What's your life hack?
If you make your knife wet, it makes it so you don't cry when you're cutting onions.
That's all you need to do?
That is not true.
I feel like that's dangerous.
No more dangerous than being in a bathroom with an Instapot.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Do you guys actually... Oh, my God. Do you get ready for seasons?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Ready? No, but I change with the season.
How do you change?
I slowly start to incorporate more sweaters because I'm noticing that it's getting cold.
Are you a boot girl?
No.
Huh. Mm. Yeah. That is the one thing I love about fall: women in boots.
Do you like the Han Solo look?
Yes, I do. Is that weird?
No.
No, I mean on women, obviously.
Oh. Okay. Right.
Oh my God. So when I was at Shields, I'll never wear it in front of you guys.
Well, you got it now.
Yeah, what'd you buy?
No, I've done it. I've worn it in here before. I have one in black. Now I have one in gray.
A shacket?
A vest.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
a vest.
I know, but there's something. So I was dating a girl last year or 2 years, like whatever. And I wore the vest and she was like, the hoodie with the vest. And she was like,
That's a look.
Were they attached? It wasn't attached like the hood. I don't like when they do that.
Five.
When they do the
it's
fake
not
hood
so
on
mean.
The. I hate that.
Oh my God.
Give me the option.
No.
Like, I'm old enough to make. No,
yeah.
I, yeah
no,
give
yeah,
me,
you want
I,
it my way.
Yes. Yeah. I'll wear a hoodie. I can handle it.
There's
if I decide to do that.
It's a vibe, right?
It is. I love
do you
the
think it's old man vibe though.
No.
She said it was
you
old
can,
man vibe.
No, absolutely not. Because you can do like the plaid. Jacket thing with the hood. I don't know if that's any different.
Yeah.
But I love it.
I have a few like shackets, you know, like the one, like I bought more of them.
Good.
I'm just trying. It's real tough for me to think about fall because fall is where Tiak and I start to align more and more. Like in the summer, you are a shorts guy because you run hot.
Yes. Oh, I have to. And every summer I'm like, I'm not going to wear shorts this year. It's not that hot. And then it just eventually gets hot and I'm like, screw it. I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
I have to. Yeah. But fall is where I thrive.
So
I,
you
I
and the man bun and the shorts, no one's going to accuse us of being the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I went and screwed up and bought Kim Possible pants.
Now we're going to get confused.
Yes. All right, so here's the things you need to do to get ready for fall, according to, I don't know who it is. First off, they mentioned the PSL in this. And I just, as we have discussed on this show, just those...
I only got it once.
Other than Presbyterian St. Luke's, the PSL is a thorn in my side.
Well, tell me honestly, because you know, you both of you know, I'm not a coffee person. I've never had a pumpkin spice latte.
You would not like it, but you might like the pumpkin spice chai.
Okay. I've never had chai. This is, I don't think. So is it worth it? Should I try it? To say I've done it.
I'll bring you one. And if you don't like it, I'll drink it.
Okay. That's good. That's low pressure.
Do you think I'm going to get hatred on the text line if I admit that I've never had a pumpkin spice latte?
No.
I don't like it because it's the thing that everybody does.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I actually hate pumpkin.
But you like that?
Because 'tis the season. So I just drink
so
that.
We just said,
I hate pumpkin pie. If we said fall was the season
for doing certain things with a certain part of your body, you'd give in
to peer pressure very easily.
Good God. What?
But like peppermint is my favorite.
Then don't. Well, okay.
But it's pumpkin time. I don't know.
I know you can't drink beer. But
there's gluten-free beer. Holidaily.
There's pumpkin.
Holidaily has a pumpkin gluten-free beer that I need to try.
Oh God. Last time I went to Great American Beer Fest, it's so overwhelming. There's so many beers. You don't have time to drink them all. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what am I going to do? And it just went bing, light bulb came on. And I was like, only do the pumpkins. So we went to do you have a pumpkin? No. Do you have a pumpkin? No. And then I was crap face just on pumpkin. But it's so good. You're just walking around, it's just spicy and fall, and I do like pumpkin, but I just don't want.
Yeah, I like a pumpkin pie, but yeah, I will try a pumpkin spice.
Okay,
but I'm great. Interested.
Do you believe in the bucket list? Should you create a bucket list for fall?
I do. I full-heartedly believe in this because
it's full-heartedly. It's wholeheartedly.
Yes. I fully back this because recently it was my son's first summer, like off of school.
He's four.
Right, but he was
in school.
Yeah. What? Would you have him in a cage the first 3 years? It's his first summer.
We're pretty strict. No, it's his first. He was done with school, and it's like you have now a fine.
He was done with 3 hours of school 4 days a week, and now he's just like, man, Dad, the grind's really been getting me down.
He's smoking cigarettes.
He's out behind the house, the one leg up on the wall.
Yep.
But he had a finite time before you need to go back to school. So we talked to him, we sat him down, and we said, what are all the things you want to do this summer? And we made a list, and we wrote it on like a big piece of paper. He has an easel that he draws on.
Okay.
So we used the easel paper, and it was on the easel all
you
summer long.
You literally did do a bucket list?
Yeah, we did. And it really helped. It genuinely helped.
What was on it?
Go to a baseball game. He had never been to a baseball game. So
he wanted to do that.
Yeah, we went to a Rockies game.
Okay, that's killer.
Yeah.
He wanted to take the dogs on a dog park, a dog trail. We did that. He wanted to go to a beach. And there's like a ton of stuff that he wanted to do. What?
We worked together. You didn't go to a beach.
There was sand. along a creek.
They attempted.
Hold up.
Which I'm only saying creek.
You went to somebody's house
it.
That had a kitty litter box?
No. Your feet. It was a real, it's like one of the trails that has a little stream by it and there's some sand and the kids played around in it.
It counts to a four-year-old.
Yeah, we weren't able to go to a real beach, much to my wife's dismay. But I skated by.
So what are you going to do this with your son for
probably
fall?
Yeah, probably for fall. I think it was just a summer thing. Oh, and then here's the other idea we had. On the back, write all of the list, write all the details. Baseball game was, we went to the Rockies game with Papa.
Oh,
for the first
so
time.
Cute. This,
like, write all the memories, and then we keep the list. And then when he's however old, 18, we'll have a list of all the summers he spent and all the things we did.
Gosh, they're good parents.
Yeah. Okay, everybody
stop. We let him play in the cat litter, though. So.
Stop and think about your 18-year-old self, and your dad goes, here's handwritten. Do you want that?
Yeah, I would.
That would be cute.
To be able to
at 18,
yeah.
When you're just wanting to do fat rails of cocaine off of some stripper because you're finally old enough to go to a Tijuana strip club. Don't forget your four-year-old bucket list.
You don't have to take it with him.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have been spending a little more time in hotels as of late. Hmm. I'm not quite sure why.
Me too. Hmm. Which ones do you stay at?
Colfax. Those are my motels. And I found this hotel must-do checklist. And it occurs to me that I... either I'm a terrible traveler or I'm... No, I think I'm just a terrible traveler. I don't do... Like, I literally don't do a single thing on this list.
I don't think I do either.
Do you take your clothes... No, because you have kids. Like, well, let's pretend it's you and Angie going to a hotel. Do you take your clothes off, like, right away?
Take them off right...
Yeah. No. Like, the ones that you are wearing.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I'm insta-naked, especially when I'm alone. Like,
really?
A Vegas hotel room, I'm just like...
Why?
I don't know, because you're just in a hotel. There's something about defiling a hotel room, right? Just like it's stuff you wouldn't do at home. You don't go like immediately press yourself against the.
No.
I'm not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No. The first thing I do is turn the AC just down all the way. It's as cold as it can get.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Icebox. that's what I'm paying for.
The first thing you're supposed to do is check for bed bugs. Anybody in this room do that?
No.
No. Well, I've thought
about
it.
Would you know what they look like if you saw one?
Yeah, you're supposed to. Because I've done, or I haven't done research, but I've seen, I don't know.
It's my God. We are literally so removed from science that Aaron was about to say, I've done research based on a TikTok video flowing past you.
Pretty much.
I'm a learned scholar. Okay, so what did the TikTok say?
Lab coat off. Fooling anyone. What?
Like clipboard. You know the like seam on mattresses? You're supposed to look under that.
That's where they hide?
Yeah. Or at least you can see the bed bugs there. Or
how big are they? Are they
teeny
tiny?
They're pretty tiny. So they're just like almost little black or dark, like not dots, but like, you know when you're drawing the dotted line kind of thing? It's almost like that.
The Palmer method paper?
Sure. Yeah. Is that what you practice cursive on or whatever?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Why are you looking at me like I'm an a-hole? You're a jerk for not knowing
it. I didn't know
it
had a name.
Yeah, I didn't know it had a name.
The Palmer, Google it. I don't think I'm wrong. I think it's called the Palmer. Yeah, nobody wants to Google it because you're like...
You
both research your keyboards and they both like recoiled in horror like there's like, bed bugs on your computer. Screw you guys. I think I'm right. I think learning cursive is called the Palmer method.
The Palmer method.
It's coming. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is.
Okay. Yeah.
We didn't doubt it.
So step one.
Yeah. I don't check for bed bugs. I barely check for people. It's like, as long as if there's room for me on this side, we're all good.
What would you do? Have you ever bounced from a hotel room?
Yeah.
No.
Have you?
You have? For what?
Because it wasn't clean. They put us in a room that hadn't been flipped yet.
I would just assume they're doing some new, this is some trend or something, you know? Probably on TikTok, I don't know.
I gotta ask, how bad would it have to be before you leave? Because I have a friend.
Multiple people in the bed.
How attractive are they? Yeah. I have a friend, I don't know if he carries pillowcases with him still, but he went, this is a nice hotel, went in, room is great, whatever. Starts to get into bed, and there's a singular curly hair, short, on his pillowcase. And he checked out of the hotel.
Really?
Not even a different room.
He was like, your standards of cleaning are beneath me. And it's like, I sort of assume that the pillow is made from that sort of hair. Like there's a certain level of like people have done terrible things in this bed for sure.
Yeah.
And it's hard to really get that all gone.
Right. And you just have to convince yourself, it's probably mine.
Yes.
It's probably mine.
I walked in flinging my underwear and pressing the squash frog against the window.
That dead body, probably mine.
Did I leave that there? Who was that?
Well, we just stayed. I stayed at a hotel recently, and I'm in the shower, and they're doing where they have the pumps, like soap and everything, in the shower.
Yeah.
And so I'm just pumping it, and I'm rubbing it all over my body until I realize I have no idea what's in this bottle.
Like that scares me for you having hair.
That's the one thing where I always bring my own. Because
you bring your own shampoo?
I do, because there are people
that'll
put
people that would put Nair or something
exactly.
in
exactly.
I just try, like, I shave my head. Huh?
Yeah, you really think that, wouldn't you smell it or something?
Or like they pee in it or like something. It's
probably mine.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were talking about the things you're supposed to do in a hotel when you first check in.
Mm-hmm.
Check for bed bugs. Mm-hmm. Take
None
your clothes
of us do
off.
It. No. You do that.
Fling your short and curly hairs on every square inch of the place. I'm like a little Johnny Appleseed. I'm like, you get some. You get some. We started to talk about, like, so you were saying, like, do you check the bottles then? Do you open the bottles in the shower and smell them?
No, I don't do anything.
You just literally just blind faith your way into a hotel room.
I suspend all disbelief and I just go, this is my room. And like everything in here is mine. These towels are definitely clean. And I just don't think about it again because you don't know. They could have just folded it. I mean, that one's kind of, they fold. Or you don't know that the person before you, they could have used it and then they fold it back up and then the cleaning crew comes in and they don't think it's a used towel.
Wait, do you think the cleaning crew doesn't take them all?
I think they take them all, yeah.
They have to take them.
All no matter what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've definitely
done. Then I feel better because I kind of use the towels.
On the thing?
Willy-nilly. Like, yeah. I'll use one every time I shower. I don't like ever reuse a towel in a hotel.
You don't?
No.
I do.
It's a hotel.
I know.
They're
going to
take them and clean them anyway.
It depends on how many people are in the room.
Yeah, when you have kids and like when all four of you are traveling and taking showers and then like
you go swim
for a little bit and then you come back and then you're going to shower and then, oh God, we got to get ready for dinner. And then you're like, you can't.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense. When I'm by myself, I'm just kind of, and I still don't use all of them. It's just.
But to your point, I'll brush my teeth or whatever. And I just like wipe my face on one of the towels that's just there. So if they don't take that and somebody washes their face with it. You got
that's
spit
what you're supposed
your
to just like put it all in a pile.
That's not my job.
What was the last hotel you stayed at? You sell the room game?
Okay, so one of the big things they say that you're supposed to do when you check in, after the bed bugs and whatever, memorize the escape route. Have you ever done that?
I'm sorry.
What?
Like, it's on your door. I read this, I was like, oh my God, it is on your door. In a lot of places.
I look at it, but like.
You do? I don't even do that.
When I'm leaving, I'm like, oh, okay. And then that's it.
That's how I would have survived.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't do that at all.
Yeah, I didn't. I've never paid attention to the back of the door. I don't even memorize my room number. I just take a picture of it. And then I check it every time I'm going up. And
I take a picture.
Yeah.
That comes in super handy, especially in Vegas.
It does. Mm.
The problem for me, if I told you the story where like I was in Vegas and like, just, I could not get my room key to work. I was at the Encore.
Okay. Ooh.
And I'm like, I'm in room like 1921 or whatever. And I can't get the thing to open or whatever. I'm pounding on the door. Apparently there's two towers. You should number them completely differently.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Because like, I'm at 1921. Then when I went and looked at the picture, like I had black on white and this was like orange on red or something. I was like,
yeah, especially a place like Vegas.
Yeah.
They're like, what? You're not from here? No one is.
Do you check for cameras? Does anybody do that?
No.
A little.
How do you even check?
How do you know?
I just look for like nothing crazy. There's just like certain, the like little dots.
Give it.
Like an event or like if someone left behind one of the blocks to go in the outlet.
Oh, those.
Just like, yeah.
That's a real thing.
Things that like stick out a lot. But if it's hidden, I don't know.
Do we have one in this room?
You get a show.
Because I don't want to. Like there's like fake smoke detectors that look like a real smoke detector.
But it's a camera?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if this is a point of privilege or what it is. I just assume they're not getting good footage of me. There's no buyers for this content.
No, there are though. That's the thing. There's somebody that wants to see Costco Momoa.
He's using another towel?
Aaron, you as a woman, you have to do all these things, right?
And the other, so kind of on that topic is like, you never know what they're looking for. And a lot of the times I'm traveling alone.
Right.
And so I immediately deadbolt on when I get in
the
room.
You do the deadbolt?
Absolutely. That's the first thing I do.
I do that one. I do the deadbolt.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
Why not?
Really?
What?
Because I'm traveling alone. Come on in, the bed bugs won't bite.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
There's been a lot of talk lately about how you guys... I'm not afraid to go places alone. I just want...
It's definitely seems like you are.
I go to the grocery store
are.
By myself.
That's different. That's running an errand. That's fine.
Okay, well, all you did was run an errand.
Sure.
No, okay, it's more than that, I think. I wouldn't do it, but it was more.
It was casual enough like that. But, you can't go to dinner alone, and I find that weird.
I've done it a couple times. I can't... Here's the weird
and
thing.
And sat in the restaurant?
I've sat...
Or, picked it up?
At the bar.
Okay.
I can sit at a bar, because then you're not... Sitting alone at a table... I just don't have that... The vibe. There's something about a woman... sitting alone in a restaurant and she's holding a good book, and then she sets it down and takes a couple bites of her food and then a sip of her Chardonnay and then sets her fork and knife down and then picks her book back up and if I'd just be sitting there with my phone,
which it's way too dark in restaurants. How are you reading a book?
Right.
Well, use a Kindle. It's fine. You can change the brightness.
It's not as sexy. Well, can I plug this in? Low on battery.
I don't want the whole... Can we start over?
Sure.
We're starting all the way over.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Nice nose.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. It's so small.
Yeah.
I thought you were hooping it.
It took you a while. They don't want to do hoops when you first get them done. So I have to wait 3 to 4 months and then I'll replace it.
Wait, is it on? Turn your... Okay.
My right side.
Okay.
It's a little dainty guy.
Yeah. You got a piercing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I noticed.
You were the first in the building to notice.
In the building? Yeah. No way. Wow. Okay, well, I'm honored.
I just...
Yeah?
I...
Oh, no, you don't like it.
I don't not like it. I do think it's cute on you. But I just... Everyone has one now.
Okay.
So I don't like it. I don't like this journey for you. I want you to be my unique little Aaron. You're such a weird little flower.
Thank you.
But you like crap that nobody likes.
That's not true. I like very basic things, like Star Wars and Harry Potter.
Right, but people of your age have stopped liking those things.
Oh, have they? Oh, no.
Right, and the Beatles. You're an old soul. You've gone to see the Eagles.
Yeah, eight times.
You're literally giving, defibrillators to everyone around you. You're the youngest person at an Eagles show by far.
I used to be. Not anymore.
Bull. Everyone's blue hair. There's walkers. The show starts
their
grandkids, at 4.
Though, so there's 12-year-olds.
Yeah, but they don't want to be there. You're singing along.
I stand the entire time.
Right,
I sing every single song.
Sit down. I can't see you.
Where's your walker?
Imposter! Get her! And then she casually saunters out because no one can chase her.
Yeah.
There's just a whole bunch of tennis balls going, ba-dunk, ba-dunk.
This is mean.
I know, but it's that's you. You are that old soul and you've just done something. I only know this because I'm on the dating sites and it's just
Oh, it's real common. You've seen it on the...
Oh my God, hack.
Really?
It's the septum one used to be so striking.
Yeah.
And now it's it's...
But that's piercings and tattoos in general. They've become way more common.
So then isn't the zag...
I'm not doing this
one
to be unique though. I'm doing it because I want it.
You want what? A hole in your nose?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a codger.
I don't have enough holes in my head.
When I'm blowing my nose, I'm I could be more efficient if I had just one more tiny little hole. Wait, can you walk me through it? For real?
Yeah, I didn't know you were thinking about it for a while?
Yeah, years.
Okay.
And she's been ramping up to it, but I think she only talks about it. Here's the fourth wall will break down now. T-Hack gets about 4,000 steps in a day because he's in the studio. Then you guys start calling and then he has to run in the other room and answer calls. Mm-hmm. And then he runs back in here and we take the calls on the air and he runs back in there and he's zigzag.
So call quicker, please.
Right. But sometimes when you're in there, she'll be like, I think I'm going to pierce my nose. And I'm like, don't. Please don't. God.
Oh, so you've had this talk God, before.
Yes.
I have. Yeah. I brought it up recently because I was looking at parlors. And I was like, all right.
And then you just did it.
Yeah.
So you've gotten tattoos before, but you didn't go to the same parlor?
I went to one, the same one for three of them, and then my fourth one was somewhere different.
Okay.
I see.
So, is there anything else you'd like to say about your new hole?
That's a weird way to put it. I like it.
Okay, I just want to address the other thing in the room that you accuse, you think I couldn't go do that alone. I think that is an activity you do alone. If I were to go get a tattoo, I wouldn't.
What? You would go alone? No way.
So then what? You got to sit there and watch me get a tattoo?
Yes. Everyone that I know brings a friend. I have not brought a friend to any of my tattoos. I brought a friend to one piercing.
Do you have any tattoos or piercings in weird spots?
Like, I did.
Down. Okay.
I did. So, yeah, and I brought a friend to that one.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're a girl. Was it a guy doing it?
Yes, I don't remember.
Because you bring somebody there just sort of like
support,
like what a doctor
support
does.
For that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I would need someone there for when I freak out and am not going to do it. Then they no.
And
you
most
do
of
it.
The
you
time your
it.
Friend wants something too, so you just go together.
But then are you using the same guy?
Yeah.
So then it becomes, what could
then
be
you
a
just
two
compare.
Hour? But then you're sitting there for 4 hours?
Not for piercings.
Well, I mean, if it's a tattoo, like you get tattooed for 2 hours, then you got to stand up and then they watch that, like... I don't, honest to God.
It depends on the size, what you're looking for.
Okay.
Really? You would go alone?
I know it seems weird that I'm afraid to eat alone, but I am definitely, you need support.
Yeah.
Is what's.
Yeah. I got my ears pierced like right out of high school.
Hold on. You needed a buddy to go to Claire's with you?
Yeah. It was Claire's. I'll have you know.
That's why he needed a buddy.
All of my friends who got their ears pierced, they were always at like some party and a girl would have a gun.
Yeah.
And they'd all be all drunk and they'd be like, oh, let me do. And they'd all get their ears pierced like that.
Yeah, that's the way you do it.
I know. But I wasn't invited to those parties. So instead, I went to Claire's and I did it professionally. And then mine got infected.
Well, yeah, it's still Claire's
so
bud.
So
you
then
don't
I had
go
to
there.
Go to the doctor with my mother and go, my ears kind of hurt. They sting.
Go to a parlor, an official one.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Marriage.
Thank you for breaking the tension.
You're welcome.
I've made a decision, a life decision. I'm gonna get married again. I'm getting married.
What?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have we met the person?
To whom?
No, I haven't met the person.
Ah.
Oh. Okay.
I read a stat that says men live longer or something. I don't remember what it was. Basically, we're little vampires. We as men. And I think, Tiak, you're pretty much the shining North Star for men just draining the life out of a good woman.
Sure.
We live longer if we hook up than men who don't. Because I think part of it is probably because, like, a typical guy like myself, living alone, sadness, or even in the weeks where I have my kids or whatever... Like, if I had a festering boil, as long as my kids couldn't see it, I'd never talk to them about it. I'd never go get it lanced. And it would eventually turn into gangrene, and I would die a horrifying Doc Holliday, Glenwood Springs sanatorium kind of death.
Yeah, like a real man.
Exactly. But your wife is going to, like, touch it one time and go, oh, my God, we're good. Get in the car. Get in the car. We're going.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got my back. Quite literally.
So, Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to get married, but do you want to get married?
Yeah, I would like to eventually, I think.
But do you understand that the reverse stat is also true?
That women live shorter?
I think they do. Is it
when
it,
they're married?
I think we suck a little bit of the life out of you. The good news is we die quicker, so then you kind of, it's like you're in the airplane like going down into the mountain. And then we die soon enough for you to pull out.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you have a good life with your... Because here's the thing. Women have actual friends.
Yes.
And
yeah.
family and support groups that actually keep them healthy. And men are just floundering pieces of hell.
Right. We don't talk to each other.
No.
We don't know each other.
We don't.
The amount of times I've gone and played basketball or whatever. And she's like,
guys, you don't even know.
Well, who was there? And it's like, I don't know. The normal gang.
That's one of the most annoying things. You guys don't ask questions. Like, I want details. I want to know.
Why would I ask?
Exactly. You have to, though.
Why?
Who was there?
I don't know.
Like,
the dude with the curly hair was there.
He was just in like a bad relationship. What's going on? Like,
I didn't even know he was in a relationship.
Yeah,
he's more of like a 3-point shooter.
Yeah, he doesn't D up at all.
I can ask him to play some defense.
I showed him the boil on my back and he didn't seem to know what to do about that. I'm just like, I know you're just going to answer yes, but like, there's also another story about things about married life that you wish, things about married life that make you wish you were single.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you feel
that
you're missing?
No. I've gained. So I'm built to be married. Like I'm just the married guy.
But
I love it.
Miss...
It's great. The house is way nicer. The pillows, the clean sheets, the everything like that I would not have if I lived alone.
But
all these little the food, cooked meals. Can you believe it?
But here's what I'm saying.
The oven turns on.
Dude, he literally just found out about the light bulb under the microwave.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You look forward to when Angie's gone.
You have a special routine tradition.
I do. I have.
So don't you kind of wish she was just gone?
No, because I can't. My tradition is going on my fast food tour where I just go to all the fast food places that she doesn't like to eat, which is thus, like your point, keeping me healthier, keeping me alive longer, all these things.
Because you would just be 900 pounds.
Yeah, at least.
Like literally working at Culver's for the discount.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, let me ask you this. You can't answer. We can't even talk about this. Like, is some of the things on the list of reasons why it's better to be single, you have to deal with her family. And vice versa. She has to deal with yours.
Sure.
But
yeah.
Is that a part of, like...
No, I mean, I think it comes with it. It just comes with it. And especially now, I think it was maybe harder when I was younger. But now that I'm older, we've got kids, I'm more established. We've been together for over a decade. It's kind of like, all right, I'm not going anywhere. Whereas, like, I remember I finally met some of her extended family, like some of her aunts that live down in Florida.
Okay.
We just haven't actually met them in person. And I did finally, and her aunt said something like, I'll keep an eye out on you. And a few years ago, I would have been like, oh, well, I have to make sure she likes me.
Right,
I have to show.
Like,
and now it's like,
good luck.
Mean, yeah, I got two kids, man. Like,
yeah,
I'm not
too
going
late
in.
For that.
So it's fine. So that happens as you get married.
Yeah, but
and she wasn't serious. But it's
I don't
just,
know.
Well,
because she knows you're a vampire.
We've seen her like looking in our windows a couple times.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You know how when they land the plane, you have to sit there and wait for the captain to go, boom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This guy decided, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, you can do that?
We'll find out what happens when you do.
This guy, I've got a story where a guy went to walk his dogs, and you know you got to go through the checklist. Do I have the doggy bags? Do I have the leash? Do I have everything?
Yeah.
This guy didn't go through the list.
Oh.
He forgot some stuff.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeehaw. Howdy, y'all.
Rootin' tootin'.
Yes.
Shootin'.
No.
Bootin'. What?
Well, now I'm trying to, you got me distracted, and now I'm thinking about Toy Story and Woody's theme song, and
you know
he's the rootin' cowboy in the Wild Wild
West. You know, so weird is what I was thinking about was breakfast. Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Oh.
Who's hungry for Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
There's a man in Texas. He was out walking his dog in San Antonio. Beautiful day.
San Antonio.
But his neighbors were upset.
Oh.
No.
Apparently he was buck naked.
Oh.
He forgot his clothes.
Oh.
So he
he had a leash, didn't he?
Well, that's where it gets even worse. He had multiple violations going on.
No.
The HOA is not happy.
No, he didn't have a leash as much as I am.
Yeah, he had. He was buck naked. They called
naked.
The authorities. Apparently, he was high on mushrooms.
Oh, the mushrooms. You tend to forget some stuff.
Yeah, he was taken away. The neighbors were upset both that he was naked and he didn't have the dog on a leash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is in the doghouse. now.
I'm gonna let him have that one. That wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was rough.
That was all right. Oh no, I'm in trouble here. My story's out of Australia, mate.
Arnar.
But another shrimp on the body.
That's something.
It's in Dingva.
That was good.
It is good. Yeah.
That's all I got. Apparently, a passenger on an Australian Airjet. Why can't I find my jet? There it is.
Rich people problems.
Jet sound effect. The plane had landed. He did not want to wait any longer, so he got up from his seat as they landed in Melbourne, opened up the emergency door, walked out onto the wing, climbed down on a jet engine onto the tarmac, where the police picked him up.
What?
Yeah, he just didn't want to wait. Because they make you, you know, the captain's just like, he's parked. And he's like, he won't push it. You're like,
okay, so maybe stand up. Don't get off on the wing.
No. It was like, I can't wait anymore. I'm going to wing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He winged it.
Arnar.
Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were talking about the things you're supposed to do in a hotel when you first check in.
Mm-hmm.
Check for bed bugs. Mm-hmm. Take
None
your clothes
of us do
off.
It. No. You do that.
Fling your short and curly hairs on every square inch of the place. I'm like a little Johnny Appleseed. I'm like, you get some. You get some. We started to talk about like, so you were saying like, do you check the bottles then? Do you open the bottles in the shower and smell them?
No, I don't do anything.
You just just blind faith your way into a hotel room.
Yes, I suspend all disbelief and I just go, this is my room. And like everything in here is mine. These towels are definitely clean. And I just don't think about it again because you don't know. They could have just folded.
Know.
I mean, that one's kind of they fold, or you don't know that the person before you, they could have used it and then they fold it back up, and then the cleaning crew comes in and they don't
Wait,
think
do
it's
think
a used towel.
I think the cleaning crew doesn't take them all. They take them all.
Yeah,
they have
all,
to take
no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
well,
I feel better
because I kind of use the towels
on the thing.
Willy nilly. Like yeah. I'll use one every time I shower. I don't like ever reuse a towel in a hotel.
You don't?
No,
I do.
It's a hotel.
I know.
They're gonna take them and clean them anyway.
It depends on how many people are in the room.
Yeah, when you have kids and like when all four of you are traveling and taking showers and then like
you go swim
for a little bit and then you come back and then you're going to shower and then, oh God, we got to get ready for dinner. And then you're like, you can't.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense. When I'm by myself, I'm just kind of, and I still don't use all of them. It's just.
But I, like to your point, I'll brush my teeth or whatever. And I just wipe my face on one of the towels that's just there. So if they don't take that and somebody washes their face with it, you got
my
spit on your face.
Well, that's what you're supposed to just like put it all in a pile.
That's not my job.
What was the last hotel you stayed at? You still have the room key?
Okay, so one of the big things they say that you're supposed to do when you check in, after the bed bugs and whatever, memorize the escape route. Have you ever done that?
I'm sorry.
What?
Like, it's on your door. I read this, I was like, oh my God, it is on your door. In a lot of places.
I look at it, but like...
You do? I don't even do that.
When I'm leaving, I'm like, oh, okay. And then that's it.
That's how I would have survived.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't do that at all.
Yeah, I didn't. I've never paid attention to the back of the door. I don't even memorize my room number. I just take a picture of it. And then I check it every time I'm going up. And
I take
like,
a picture.
Yeah.
That comes in super handy, especially in Vegas.
It does.
The problem for me, if I told you the story where like I was in Vegas and like... Just, I could not get my room key to work. I was at the Encore.
Okay. Ooh.
And I'm like, I'm in room like 1921 or whatever. And I can't get the thing to open or whatever. I'm pounding on the door. Apparently there's two towers. You should number them completely differently.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Because like, I'm at 1921, then when I went and looked at the picture, like I had black on white and this was like orange on red or something. I was like,
yeah, especially a place like Vegas.
Yeah.
They're like, what, you're not from here? No one is.
Do you check for cameras? Does anybody do that?
No.
A little.
How do you check?
Do you know?
I just look for like nothing crazy. There's just like certain, the like little dots.
Give it.
Like an event, or like if someone left behind one of the blocks to go in the outlet.
Oh, those.
Just like, yeah,
that's a real thing.
Things that like stick out a lot, but if it's hidden, I don't know.
Do we have one in this room?
You get a show.
Because I don't want to, like there's like fake smoke detectors that look like a real smoke detector.
But it's a camera?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if this is a point of privilege or what it is. I just assume they're not getting good footage of me. There's no buyers for this content.
No, there are, though. That's the thing. There's somebody that wants to see Costco Momoa.
He's using another towel?
Aaron, you as a woman, you have to do all these things, right?
And the other, so kind of on that topic is like, you never know what they're looking for. And a lot of the times I'm traveling alone.
Right.
And so I immediately deadbolt on when I get in
the
room.
You do the deadbolt?
Absolutely. That's the first thing I do.
I do that one. I do the deadbolt.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
Why not?
Really?
Because I'm traveling alone. Come on in, the bed bugs won't bite.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
There's been a lot of talk lately about how you guys... I'm not afraid to go places alone. I just want...
It's definitely seems like you are.
I go to the grocery store by myself.
That's different. That's running an errand. That's fine.
Okay, well, all you did was run an errand.
Sure.
No, okay, it's more than that, I think. I wouldn't do it, but it was more.
It was casual enough like that. But like, you can't go to dinner alone, and I find that weird.
I've done it a couple times. I can't. Here's the weird thing.
And sat in the restaurant?
I've sat
or, like, picked it up
at the bar.
Okay.
I can sit at a bar because then you're not sitting alone at a table. Like, I just don't have that. The vibe. There's something about a woman sitting alone in a restaurant and she's holding a good book and then she sets it down and takes a couple bites of her food and then a sip of her Chardonnay and then sets her fork and knife down and then picks her book back up and like if I'd just be sitting there with my phone,
which it's way too dark in restaurants. How are you reading a book?
Right.
Well, use a Kindle. It's fine. You can change the brightness.
It's not as sexy. Well, like, can I plug this in? Low on battery.
I don't want the whole... Can we start over?
Sure.
We're starting all the way over.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Nice nose.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. It's so small.
Yeah.
I thought you were hooping it.
It took you a while. They don't want to do hoops when you like first get them done. So I have to wait 3 to 4 months and then I'll replace it.
Wait, is it on? Turn your... Okay.
My right side.
Okay.
It's a little dainty guy.
Yeah. You got a piercing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I noticed.
You were the first in the building to notice.
In the building? Yeah. No way. Wow. Okay, well, I'm honored.
I just...
Yeah?
I don't like it.
I don't not like it. I do think it's cute on you. But I just... Everyone has one now.
Okay.
So I don't like it. Like, I don't like this journey for you. I want you to be my unique little Aaron. You're such a weird little flower.
Like you're
but you like crap that nobody likes. Like you.
That's not true. I like very basic things like Star Wars and Harry Potter.
Right, but people of your age have stopped liking those things.
Oh, have they? Oh, no.
Right, and like the Beatles, like you're an old soul. Like you've gone to see the Eagles.
Yeah, like
where,
8 times.
Like you're literally giving like defibrillators to everyone around you. Like you're the youngest person at an Eagles show by far.
I used to be. Not anymore.
Bull. Everyone's like a blue hair. There's walkers.
They're bringing their grandkids though. So there's like 12-year-olds.
Yeah, but they don't want to be there. You're singing along.
I stand the entire time.
Right,
I sing every single song.
Sit down. I can't see.
Where's your walker?
Imposter! Get her! And then she casually saunters out because no one can chase her.
Yeah.
There's just a whole bunch of tennis balls going, ba-dunk, ba-dunk.
This is mean.
I know, but it's like, that's you. Like, you are that old soul and you've just done something. I only know this because I'm on the dating sites and it's just like...
Oh, it's real common. You've seen it on the...
Oh my God, hack.
Really?
It's so the septum one used to be like so striking.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's...
But that's piercings and tattoos in general. They've become way more common.
So then, isn't the zag...
I'm not doing this to be unique, though. I'm doing it because I want it.
You want what? A hole in your nose?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a codger.
I don't have enough holes in my head.
When I'm blowing my nose, I'm like, I could be more efficient if I had just one more tiny little hole. Wait, like, can you walk me through it? For real?
Yeah, I didn't know you were thinking about it for a while?
Yeah, years.
Okay.
And she's been ramping up to it, but I think she only talks about it. Here's the fourth wall will break down now. T-Hack gets about 4,000 steps in a day because he's in the studio. Then you guys start calling and then he has to run in the other room and answer calls. Mm-hmm. And then he runs back in here and we take the calls on the air and he runs back in there and he's like, zigzag.
So call quicker, please.
Right. But sometimes when you're in there, she'll be like, I think I'm going to pierce my nose. And I'm like, don't, please don't. God.
Oh, so you've had this talk before.
Yes.
I have. I brought it up recently because I was looking at parlors and I was like, all right.
And then you just did it.
Yeah.
So you've gotten tattoos before, but you didn't go to the same parlor?
I went to one, the same one for three of them, and then my fourth one was somewhere different.
Okay.
I see.
So is there anything else you'd like to say about your new hole?
That's a weird way to put it. I like it.
Okay, I just want to address the other thing in the room that you accuse. You think I couldn't go do that alone. I think that is an activity you do alone. If I were to go get a tattoo, I wouldn't.
What? You would go alone? No way.
So then what? You got to sit there and watch me get a tattoo?
Yes. Everyone that I know brings a friend. I have not brought a friend to any of my tattoos. I brought a friend to one piercing.
Do you have any tattoos or piercings in weird spots?
Like, I did.
Down. Okay.
I did. So, yeah, and I brought a friend to that one.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're a girl. Was it a guy doing it?
Yes. I don't remember.
Because you bring somebody there just sort of like...
Support.
Like what a doctor
support
does.
For that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I would need someone there for when I freak out and am not going to do it. Then they... No.
And
you
most
do
of the
it.
Time, your friend wants something too, so you just go together.
But then, are you using the same guy?
Yeah.
So then... Then it becomes what could
then
be
you
a
just
2
compare.
Hour, but then you're just sitting there for 4 hours.
Not for piercings.
Well, I mean, if it's a tattoo, like you get tattooed for 2 hours, then you got to stand up and then they watch that. Like, I don't. Honest to God,
it depends on the size, what you're looking for.
Okay,
really, you would go alone?
I know it seems weird that I'm afraid to eat alone, but I am definitely. You need support.
Yeah.
Is what's.
Yeah. I got my ears pierced like right out of high school.
Hold on. You needed a buddy to go to Claire's with you?
Yeah. It was Claire's. I'll have you know.
That's why he needed a buddy.
All of my friends who got their ears pierced, they were always at like some party and a girl would have a gun.
Yeah.
And they'd all be all drunk and they'd be like, oh, let me do. And they'd all get their ears pierced like that.
Yeah. That's the way you do it.
I know. But I wasn't invited to those parties. So instead, I went to Claire's and I did it professionally. And then mine got infected.
Well, yeah, it's still Claire's
blood.
So then I had to go
to the doctor with my mother and go, my ears kind of hurt. They sting.
Go to a parlor, an official one.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Marriage.
Thank you for breaking the tension.
You're welcome.
I've made a decision, a life decision. I'm gonna get married again. I'm getting married.
What?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have we met the person?
To whom?
No, I haven't met the person.
Ah.
Oh. Okay.
I read a stat that says men live longer or something. I don't remember what it was. Basically, we're little vampires. We're little, we as men, and I think, Tiak, you're pretty much the shining North Star for men just draining the life out of a good woman.
Sure.
We live longer if we hook up than men who don't. Because I think part of it is probably because, like, a typical guy like myself, living alone, sadness, or even in the weeks where I have my kids or whatever, like, if I had a festering boil, as long as my kids couldn't see it, I'd never talk to them about it. I'd never go get it lanced. And it would eventually turn into gangrene and I would die a horrifying Doc Holliday, Glenwood Springs sanatorium kind of death.
Yeah, like a real man.
Exactly. But your wife is going to, like, touch it one time and go, oh my God, we're good. Get in the car. Get in the car. We're going.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got my back. Quite literally.
So, Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to get married, but do you want to get married?
Yeah. I would like to eventually, I think.
But do you understand that the reverse stat is also true?
That women live shorter?
I think they do. Is it
when they're married? You think?
I think we suck a little bit of the life out of you. The good news is we die quicker. So then you kind of, it's like you're in the airplane, like going down into the mountain. And then we die soon enough for you to pull out.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you have a good life with your... Because here's the thing. Women have actual friends.
Yes.
And
yeah.
family and support groups that actually keep them healthy. And men are just floundering pieces of hell.
Right. We don't talk to each other.
No.
We don't know each other.
We don't.
Amount of times I've gone and played basketball or whatever. And she's like,
guys, you don't even know.
Well, who was there? And it's like, I don't know. The normal gang.
That's one of the most annoying things. You guys don't ask questions. Like, I want details. I want to know.
Why would I ask?
Exactly. You have to, though.
Why?
Who was there?
I don't know.
Like,
the dude with the curly hair was there.
Okay, he was just in, like, a bad relationship. What's going on? Like,
I didn't even know he was in a relationship.
Yeah,
he's more of like a 3-point shooter.
Yeah, he doesn't D up at all.
I can ask him to play some defense.
I showed him the boil on my back, and he didn't seem to know what to do about that. I'm just like, I know you're just going to answer yes, but, like, there's also another story about things about married life that you wish, I mean, things about married life that make you wish you were single.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you feel
that
you're missing?
No, I've gained. So I'm built to be married. Like, I'm just the married guy.
But
I love it.
Miss...
It's great. The house is way nicer. The pillows, the clean sheets, the everything like that I would not have if I lived alone.
But
all these little the food, cooked meals. Can you believe it?
But here's what I'm saying.
The oven turns on.
Dude, he literally just found out about the light bulb under the microwave.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You look forward to when, like, Angie's gone.
You have a special routine tradition.
I do. I have.
So don't you kind of wish she was just gone?
No, because I can't. My tradition is going on my fast food tour where I just go to all the fast food places that she doesn't like to eat, which is thus, like, your point, keeping me healthier, keeping me alive longer, all these things.
Because you would just be 900 pounds.
Yeah, at least.
Like, literally working at Culver's for the discount.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, let me ask you this. You can't answer. We can't even talk about this. Like, is some of the things on the list of reasons why it's better to be single, you have to deal with her family. And vice versa. She has to deal with yours.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
Is that a part of, like...
No, I mean, I think it comes with it. It just comes with it. And especially now, I think it was maybe harder when I was younger. But now that I'm older, we've got kids, I'm more established. We've been together for over a decade. It's kind of like, all right, I'm not going anywhere. Whereas, like, I remember I finally met some of her extended family, like some of her aunts that live down in Florida.
Okay.
We just haven't actually met them in person. And I did finally. And her aunt said something like, oh, I don't know, I'll keep an eye out on you. And a few years ago, I would have been like, oh, well, I have to make sure she likes me. All I have to show. Like, and now it's like,
good luck.
Mean, yeah, I got two kids, man. Like, yeah, I'm not going in. So it's fine. So that happens as you get married.
Yeah, but
and she wasn't serious. But
I don't know.
Well,
because she knows you're a vampire.
We've seen her like looking in our windows a couple times.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You know how when they land the plane, you have to sit there and wait for the captain to go, boom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This guy decided, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, you can do that?
We'll find out what happens when you do.
This guy, I've got a story where a guy went to walk his dogs, and you know you got to go through the checklist. Do I have the doggy bags? Do I have the leash? Do I have everything?
Yeah.
This guy didn't go through the list.
Oh.
He forgot some stuff.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Howdy, y'all.
Yeah. Rootin' tootin'.
Yes.
Shootin'. Bootin'. What?
Well, now I'm trying to, you got me distracted, and now I'm thinking about Toy Story and Woody's theme song, and
you know what's
the rootin'est cowboy in the Wild Wild
West. You know, so yeah. Weird is what I was thinking about was breakfast. Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Oh.
Who's hungry for Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
There's a man in Texas.
He was
out walking his dog in San Antonio. Beautiful day.
San Antonio.
But his neighbors were upset.
Oh.
Oh.
Apparently he was buck naked.
Oh.
He forgot his clothes.
Oh.
So he
he had a leash, didn't he?
Well, that's where it gets even worse. He had multiple violations going on.
No.
The HOA is not happy.
No, he didn't have a leash as much as I am.
Yeah, he had. He was buck naked. They called the authorities. Apparently he was high on mushrooms.
Oh, the mushrooms. You tend to forget some stuff.
Yeah, he was taken away. The neighbors were upset both that he was naked and he didn't have the dog on a leash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is in the dog house now.
I'm going to let him have that one. That wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was rough.
That was all right. Oh, no. I'm in trouble here. My story's out of Australia, mate.
Ah.
Arnar.
Put another shrimp on the body.
That's something.
It's in Dingba.
That was good.
That is good, yeah.
That's all I got. Apparently, a passenger on an Australian Airjet. Why can't I find my jet? There it is.
So rich people problems.
Jet sound effect. The plane had landed. He did not want to wait any longer, so he got up from his seat as they landed in Melbourne, opened up the emergency door, walked out onto the wing, climbed down on a jet engine onto the tarmac, where the police picked him up.
What?
Yeah, he just didn't want to wait. Because they make you, you know, the captain's just like, he's parked. And he's like, he won't push it. You're like,
okay, so maybe stand up. Don't get off on the wing.
No. It was like, I can't wait anymore. I'm going to wing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He winged it.
Arnar.
Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.